Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros, as the nice man said. This is the show where we talk about gardening, talk about how to get the most out of your gardens, how to get the most blooms, what's seasonally appropriate, how to fertilize it, how to get the healthiest trees that are going to live the longest, make the least mess, how to have that perfect lawn that is growing nice, no problems, nice and healthy. And we know we can kind of give that great advice because of two reasons. One, we focus on the soil. That's one of the reasons. The other one is that we really have gathered these incredible knowledge specialists from all over the Houston area. So we've kind of rounded up these incredible knowledge specialists, and they host this show. And so I get to kind of talk with them and ask questions at them and get information for you out there. I'm an avid gardener. I also do horticulture, so you know I can chime in. But it's exciting because we have these really exceptional knowledge folks out there, and we've done it by gathering together great people from different mom-and-pop garden shops, so places like Buchanan's in the Heights or Nelson's Nursery in Katy, Plants for All Seasons up 249 at Luetta, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Garden, and Danny Linderman will be here, being here at 8 from Enchanted Forest, Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood, and the Arbor Gate, and have the distinct privilege and pleasure of talking to Beverly Welch from the Arbor Gate. Hi, Beverly.
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us here today on Home Show Garden Pros.
My pleasure.
The last time we had you on, we got to do a long stretch, right?
Yeah, we did.
That was nice. That was nice. We only have one little hour this time.
It'll go by quick.
Well, I love talking to Beverly because she knows so much about flowers, and I really love veggies and fruit trees. But Beverly, really, I always learn from you whenever we get to talk about, you know, the flowering plants. So, and the last time you gave me some really good advice, and I actually got some Blackfoot daisies directly after that conversation, and they are looking really good.
Oh, they're fantastic.
They really are. And today we're going to explore a little bit some other plants that are just looking great right now. You know, you look at your bed and you may see like kind of some wimpy annuals or some real empty spaces. Well, Beverly is kind of here to help you out and kind of figure out what plants are just popping, just looking gorgeous right now.
There are so many. One in particular is the new Pugster Buddleia, which is a dwarf Buddleia, which is nice because it'll fit in more garden spaces that way. But they are incredible, and the butterflies are all over them.
Yeah, that's cool. It's happy to hear someone say it, Buddleia. You know, you hear Buddleia so often, it's like, okay, come on now, folks. It's from Latin, you know, it's a different language. Anyway, so the Buddleias are awesome because they're super cool flowers. Those, like, cones they make are so interesting, or cyclones or whatever, right?
Oh, right.
Really interesting shape also in there. What color is that one?
Well, actually, it comes in a soft lavender, a nice rose pink, and, of course, one of my favorites, purple.
I love purple, my wife's favorite color, so I have a lot of purple at the house. Well, that's cool. So that's the kind of great example that we're going to get from Beverly. We're going to do that a little bit later in the show. Some other things we're going to try to talk about after that priority is planting from seed, you know, growing flowers from seed, veggies from seed, things like that. How hard is that? What are the next steps? Is it just better to get regular plants? And but right after this break, we're going to explore lawn diseases you might be seeing now and problems you're having in the lawn right now. We'd love to get your call, 713-572-4610. Our whole goal is to help you be a better gardener, to help you improve your gardening game. And so we always want to hear what's on your mind. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at BuchanansPlants.com.
Do-it-yourself painting seems easy to you. Head to the store. Pick a color. Buy paint, brushes, rollers, drop cloths, mix paint, borrow ladder, back to store, forgot a roller pan, tape, and turpentine. Or you could call Tom Tynan's Painting Home Show Pro, Rudy's Quality Painting. Rudy's pros even fix spots that need fixing, leaving you time to take it easy. Running errands, cheering on kids, school sports, school plays and projects, dentists and doctors. At least Rudy's makes one thing easier. Rudy'sQualityPainting.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Nature's Way Resources. For quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
More answers to your gardening questions coming up, but first, this is Diane Bolinowski at Warren Southern Gardens in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest. We're located at 1675 North Park Drive. And we've got some really cool things going on this weekend. We've got a lot of special markdowns and deals. We've got our Hotspot Red Dot sale. We have lots of really neat offers. We've got azaleas on sale for 50% off. We also have some specials on beautiful camellias. We just got in some beautiful new pottery. So if you're trying to beautify your porch or patio for summer entertaining, we've got beautiful pottery in from Spain and Italy. It's hand-painted. And we're looking forward to fall at Warren Southern Gardens, clearing out some of our summer merchandise to get ready for fall plants. And we've also got a very special offer going on with our bougainvillea. We have beautiful bougainvillea plants. You'll have to come into the nursery to see what it is. So come on into Warren's this weekend. Check out our Facebook page for Warren Southern Gardens. Also our Pinterest page for more ideas for your gardening projects. We are on the web at warrensoutherngardens.com. At Warren Southern Gardens, we have deep roots, so come grow with us. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, we are here talking, Beverly Welch and I. We're discussing a few different things, about to get into the subject of lawn disease and what you should be looking for, warning signs in your lawn, 713-572-4610. Beverly, you do you mow your own lawn?
No, I don't.
I have a somewhat new mower, and it really changed the game. So, but a lot of things people don't think about their lawn is they, I feel like a lot of people take for granted like that all lawns are the same and every lawn should be kept at 2 inches. Every lawn should be watered, you know, once a week real deeply or three times a week for 5 minutes. You know, they think
right.
Every lawn's the same, but it's not true, right? Every lawn has a different setting.
Correct. Absolutely. It's just like, you know, in your gardens, in your flower beds, 6, 12 inches can make a big difference.
Yeah, that's so true. If you're cutting a rose bush that's, you know, 2.5 feet tall down to 1 foot, it's a lot different than cutting it to 6 inches, you know,
right,
for
right.
sure. So, I mean, right now everybody's kind of just mowing, they're watering, they're taking everything for granted because everything grows so quickly. But there's a few things they should be kind of considering as the summer continues to warm up a little bit more before the really wet fall comes and we start getting some diseases. So what are some things people should kind of be paying attention to right now?
Well, right now what we've seen most of chinch bugs have become more active mm-hmm. as we've warmed up this summer and getting a little bit less rain. So like we talked about last time, I always recommend that they do that little chinch bug test to make sure they are dealing with an insect issue and not a disease issue.
You know, and a lot of folks, they call that the coffee can test, but I'm going to propose we call it the soup can test because nobody uses coffee cans anymore, right? I mean, or not nobody, but fewer people.
Right. You can't even find coffee cans anymore.
Right. I think H-E-B still has some.
Do they?
Yeah.
But, yeah, just, you know, cut the bottom and top out. Go to the edge of the affected area. Push the can into the ground. Fill it with water. And wait a few minutes. Those guys will float to the top. They'll be easy to spot. Small, black and white, very distinctive-looking insects.
Right. They have a little chevron on them, a little kind of pointy arrow sort of thing.
Right.
And so you're finding that a lot of homeowners have chinch bugs.
They're starting to rear up lately. Mm. I think the last couple of weeks we've been seeing more and more cases of them.
Yeah, as the soil dries out and a lot of the predators kind of slide away.
Right.
So will they, before we talk about treatment, will they affect other plants? Like, can they get into the garden and start affecting some of the annuals and stuff like that?
I haven't seen them go into the gardening area.
Okay, well, that's good. So it's just a lawn-focused problem, but they can do some serious damage because they gnaw on basically the stem of your grass right above the root. They chew through that and then kind of make a loose carpet. So what do people need to be doing if they think they might – let's say they've assessed the lawn. And but 713-572-4610, by the way, we'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. They've assessed the lawn. They've put the can in and they've realized, oh my gosh, I see the little bugs with the chevron, just like Beverly said. And then, so what do they do now? What's their next step?
Well, there's several lawn insecticides they can use to stop their damage. Once they have stopped them and cured it, you go back and fix the problem, the original problem, which is they typically hit areas that are dry. You know, along a sidewalk, along a driveway, a curb, where the soil has become compacted.
Right, gotcha.
So keeping your soil evenly moist, aerating, you know, like we talk about over and over again, using a good time-released organic food, and most importantly, compost.
Right, so really getting that on there, deepening the root system, trying to uncompact the soil that they like so much. And then also, it sounds like some of those practices would even hold water in place a little bit longer.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. 713-572-4610. Great advice like that Beverly just gave us, you know, you guys can get too. Just give us a call. We'd love to answer your question, just like Lee. Lee, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Beverly?
Good morning. I called a couple of weeks ago and mentioned I had gotten some Italian tomato seeds. And my brother, I gave him some, and he's planted tomatoes for years, and he had trouble germinating them. And so I wanted to see if he had any ideas about really good ways to encourage tomato seeds to germinate.
Are you direct sowing them or trying to start them in containers, the little seed cups?
I have small containers with very nice organic soil and mixed with compost that I was going to try and start them in.
Well, even moisture, you know, misting them, keeping them damp, good sunlight, warmth, which is not a problem right now, they should germinate.
I was wondering, some places I've read that soaking the seeds in a mild solution of something like compost extract, or just for a couple of hours to soften the case, might encourage them. I haven't tried that. I was wondering if you've had any experience with that.
Well, soaking oftentimes is a good way to get that shell broken down to get them started. So I don't think it would hurt. Sometimes people will just lay them into a damp paper towel and fold it over.
That's a good idea. I saw a couple of interesting techniques on the internet that I can't use because they dealt with full tomatoes.
Right, the whole fruit.
Right.
You know, slice it sidewise into 3/8-inch slices, and you put a slice in your on top of your soil, and then sprinkle dirt over the top of it, and the seeds that are in that slice all come up.
Yeah,
I
think nature spreads tomatoes two ways, right? One is through the body of other creatures, right? Squirrels, birds, things like that, and the other one is by decomposing on the ground. And so, yeah, that sounds, yeah. It sounds like, you know, but the whole idea is that how do we replicate that? You know, when we deal with native plants, we scarify, right? And we cold stratify and all that stuff. We take all those steps to do it. And I think most vegetable companies kind of sell their seeds pre-stratified. And so I loved your idea of compost tea. I don't know how familiar you are with or compost extract with that product, but it's I'm just kidding. Lee's a regular caller, so I know he's very familiar with compost tea. That worked for me in the greenhouse was soaking in tea.
That sounds. I hadn't considered that. I have two packets of seeds left, and I'll try one in a wet paper towel in a place that doesn't have a lot of direct light, but a lot of light. And
I like the idea of merging those two methods, Beverly, like soaking it in paper towel, but the wet of the towel is like a compost extract.
I wonder if something other than a fresh compost extract, like Garrett juice or something, if I diluted that and used that.
Well, I mean, I think that it sounds like a bunch of great possibilities, right? So I love that. So any solutions you get, Lee, we'd love to hear about on the show.
I could always not put all of them in one paper towel. That comes from some old adage, doesn't it? Don't put all your eggs in one sack or something.
Yeah, I've heard that saying, but then it's like if you trip and you don't have any hands available, you're going to fall and drop both baskets. So, you know, there's lots of different ways to carry eggs. Let's just say that. Lee, thanks so much for the call.
If I get it to work, I'll call back.
Awesome. Yeah, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lee asked us, too, about starting figs from shoots one time. It was really, I think he loves growing the food. So, good stuff, good stuff. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We talk about the soil a lot and soil being healthy. We notice like chinch bugs and other lawn problems really always come with bad soils, not come with it, but they are caused by terrible soils. And a great way to improve your soil, and really one of the there's not too many on the market. Like when you have in Houston a market like we do, a big city, and you've got a few really great fertilizer options, it's awesome to be able to talk about them. So MicroLife is the one we're talking about right now. And it's summertime. Summer can be really intense on a lot of plants. But MicroLife can really help build resiliency in plants by improving their root zone. So they have a few products that can really, really help that. The one that can really help the root zone the most is the MicroLife Humates Plus 004. It can add energy. It can build up the soil life and definitely add a bunch of valuable nutrients to that root space. It also does a really cool thing called chelation. Look that up, C-H-E. Chelation that can open up the soil and allow water and air even deeper and even deeper roots. A great way to get good results along with diversity is their kind of classic MicroLife Multipurpose 624. It comes in the green bag. Really great. It's one of those really great fertilizers, good for just about anything. And, you know, they do a lot of liquid stuff too. And I love liquids because it's so fast acting. You can put it on the leaves of a plant and around the roots and you'll see it green up really quick. But it all happens through natural processes. It's not like it's shocking the plant. They can't burn plants and they also can't hurt people. It's really cool that this company has been so devoted to making a safe product. So they have a whole line of fertilizers for citrus, different liquids like their molasses, things like that that I love. And you really want to check them out, really want to go see their whole line, learn about the company, see what they're doing. But it's really, really good stuff, and it works really well too. You want healthy plants, this is a great way to get there. So MicroLife, making yards kid-friendly since 1988. Look for MicroLife at almost every one of our garden co-op members or visit them online, microlifefertilizer.com.
And thank you for listening to Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Beverly Welch from the Arbor Gate, here with Danny Milliken on Sports Radio 610. Please give us a call, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. 800-454-6010.
That's right. And we will go to Ralph, who's holding. Ralph, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning there. Well, yes, this has been a crazy year for no rain and then a whole lot of rain. And my garden, I just want to go ahead and my big garden till something in and this to try to get it going a little bit better. It just dried out so bad.
Yeah, it was really wild. It basically, we just had a little couple-month drought, right? So, Beverly, you got any resuscitating the veggie bed or garden bed tips for after this kind of brutal summer?
Well, you know, absolutely always compost. You can't ever go wrong with that. Adding some expanded shale would help with that moisture, too.
Yeah, and if you're really dedicated to tilling it in, right, then expanded shale is a really wonderful thing to add because it's really nice when you get it deep into the soil. Now, you don't have to till. Oh, sorry, Rob.
That's what I figured, too, you know. It just need to get in there and give it. I'm not going to sit till that deep, but I'll put it in there, so I'll be all right. But I had my jasmine over here, and I went to trim it, and I was in there trimming it up, and these wasps come after me, and it hit my left arm, and then it just paralyzed me. And something funny that happened because I have to have therapy on that arm. I just can't get it going. Is that, did the wasp do that, or did it just happen to occur that way?
Sounds like you had a reaction to the wasp stings to me. You know, a great way to get rid of those nests, too, when you find them, is just Dawn soap or detergent and water. If you toss that mixture up on the nest, they will drop instantly.
Uh-huh. But not when I'm just up there trimming and they come out at you. You know, it was stinking. It got me all down. Oh, but I'll have to. But it's just something I didn't ever realize would happen because I've been around this stuff for years. But anyway.
Yeah, you know, some places in the arm have nerves kind of close to the skin, so maybe they stung at a spot that was near that. But you know, we're not doctors, so you know, it's tough to really be like, oh, well, here's the metathorax or whatever. I mean, it's Home Show Garden Pros, not Home Show Doctor Pros. You know, Ralph, right?
I mean, I got it covered. I just wanted to tell somebody, you know, don't do that, you know?
Yeah, anytime I'm going up on something, I always check for wasps because I've made that mistake too many times where I'm going up into a tree or something like that and didn't realize that there was a nest I was disturbing. And some of them can be pretty, pretty defensive.
It was so thick. But fruits did pretty good this year, my blueberries. But in my fig, I had one big, nice crop, and then the next crop, there were little figs. And I try to get enough water to it, but what is the cause of that? You got an idea?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the water. I think that the soil just dried out so much, and the top, whatever, 4 or 5 inches were dry. And so no amount of watering we could do with city water, would be able to overcome that. So that's really where mulch and kind of rinsing in good liquid fertilizers does the trick.
Right. Well, you know, we went from such a cool, cloudy, wet spring and early summer to just intense heat at the 1st of July.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. Hey, Ralph, thanks so much for calling in, man. You know we always appreciate it.
All right.
Always.
Have a good day. All right, man.
Thanks so much. Love getting the updates on the pecans and the figs and the butter beans and all that stuff. You're the man.
Well, yes, sir. My rattlesnake didn't do too good beans.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Love hearing from Ralph. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610.
Backyard gardeners, urban farmers, and pet owners have all depended on Wabash Feed and Garden for decades. Only one thing has changed. We've moved. Not far. Just up Shepherd, north of 610. Hi, I'm Betty Hecker, and we love to see you visit our new home. We still provide you with the same personal service and an even wider selection of plants, critters, and organic solutions. Organic solutions are our passion and our specialty. Struggling with your lawn or garden? Bring us a picture. We'll find you a solution. Kids are always welcome. We often have bunnies, ducks, and farm critters, along with rescue animals ready for adoption. Wabash Feed and Garden, Houston's only place where you'll find EarthKind gardening solutions, holistic pet treatments, veggie starts, habitat plants, farm critters, and unique gift ideas. We are a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Come on by. Wabash Feed and Garden, 4537 North Shepherd, just north of 610, wabashfeed.com, or call us at 713-863-8322.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We've been organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Plants for all seasons in Northwest Houston. Come and get your green on.
Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, where beauty and tranquility are waiting.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Talking gardening with Beverly Welch from the Arbor Gate. Hey, Beverly.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we've kind of explored a few things, but we're still on the topic of lawn problems that people might be facing. So one thing is that I've seen is there's kind of yellowing, and it seems like people's response always to yellowing in the lawn is watering more. But do you think that's like the best approach?
Well, often too much water can cause the yellowing. Mm. So, yeah, another thing that is very prevalent right now that can cause some yellowing is the gray leaf spot as well, okay, which is a fungal issue.
Oh, wow. So putting more water on that is not the right move.
Not a good plan, no.
No. So in that scenario, let's see, someone's getting some yellowing. Their best bet is to bring it, if they're near you, to you. But if they're kind of, let's just say, Southwest Houston to Enchanted Gardens or Forest, right? So bring it into a co-op member. That's right. Your best bet is to get an identification.
Always, because you need to know what you're treating to be effective with what you do.
Right. And so they bring that in, but let's just say it is that leaf spot you mentioned. Is kind of a brutal fungicide the only approach, or there's some other approaches?
Well, I, as you know, I love organics and a big proponent of them. But sometimes, depending on the severity of the problem, Daconil is a good way to stop the issue.
Okay.
But I always recommend you get right back onto your organic program to help strengthen the lawn to ensure against future infestation.
Mm. And one of the reasons that I think that you love organics and that I know I'm devoted to them and I maybe learned it from you is that the more kind of you can build up the system and make a healthier system from the bottom of the roots up, the less diseases you'll have just across the board.
Absolutely. It's just like you eating right and taking your vitamins. Mm. You know, you don't catch colds, viruses, flu. You've got to be strong and healthy. Same with our soil.
Absolutely. So it sounds like that really kind of in closing on the lawn idea, the best bet is to mow at the right height. Don't mow it too low, right? That's what most people do is they mow it way too low. Don't overwater and really take steps to improve the soil under the lawn.
Absolutely. Because typically the worst soil in your landscape is in the lawn.
Right. That's interesting. Why do you think that is?
Well, most of the time people really don't pay attention to it. You know, it's not like they care for it like they do the garden. Plus, your sod comes in on clay. Most of the time, the new construction, there's just layers of clay. The soil has been compacted
right
from construction. So,
yeah, and I wonder if, like, never putting mulch on it. You know, you think of your beds and how often you put mulch on there.
Exactly.
And that mulch just turns into great soil. And I guess that's really speaks to the incredible practice and the successful practice of compost top dressing as being a great way because it's kind of like mulching your lawn without, you know, killing all your grass.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's an interesting notion that the plants a lot of male gardeners especially care about the most is their grass. And to get that word, that idea, that might be the worst soil in your whole space where you're trying to grow plants should be eye-opening. It kind of makes me rethink my soil spaces. So great. You know, great for that bit of wisdom. That's wonderful, Beverly.
Well,
So we're I feel like we can let lawn go. We've got that covered. Nice job. All right. So back on the what are some plants that are just popping right now? I want to get a pretty good list of different heights. You already mentioned that dwarf buddleia. What was the specific name of it again?
Pugster.
Pugster. Oh my gosh, how cute!
And you know, the lo and beholds that came out a few years ago, their blooms seem so small, but even though this plant is more compact, it is a full-size bloom.
Oh, wow. So you have a little plant with one of those big old cones on it.
Crazy flowers.
That is awesome. Sweet. Well, that's really cool. And you're right. Butterflies do love buddleia. Okay, well, what are some other just like flowers that are truly beautiful, just really just doing great right now?
Zinnias. Zinnias love this heat. And, you know, with the new profusions and linearis and dreamland mixes, they're in all sizes, all colors. And, again, the butterflies really flock to them.
Now, you know, zinnias used to be like the flowers was always really cool and tight and stuff, but you only grew it because it loved the heat. It was kind of the rest of the flower was kind of like – the rest of the plant was kind of like meh. But some of these new lines are like really hardy, lots of blooms, not just one or two. Really cool plant, right?
Oh, they are. They're amazing. The other thing that's flourishing right now are the pentas.
Yes. I do love pentas.
They are nice. And, you know, they hold so well all through the fall and a mild winter.
Wow. And so that'll be one that even extends through the fall. So that sounds like a really great plant to buy and get in the ground now.
Absolutely. And salvias as well. They're striking in the fall. You know, all of your colors intensify when we start getting that cooler weather at night. Mm. And salvias just can't be beat.
They can. And, it's kind of cheating too, right, with salvias because there's so many of them. Let's explore that after this quick word from some sponsors. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. SouthwestFertilizer.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That's right. Home Show Garden Pros. Goal is to answer your gardening questions. 713-572-4610. And as we talk about soils, improving soil, we're going to talk about New Earth Top Shelf Organics. It's a new line from New Earth. They really try to focus on really giving us a great organic soil. And they have a lot of different kind of products that come in this line of compost-focused soil. So this is organic approved, listed by OMRI. That's a national kind of listing organization called the Organic Materials Review Institute. So the products that they've got, they have their top shelf compost. So that's a really rich compost, a lot of nitrogen, a bunch of carbons, tons of microbes. A great way to kind of increase the health of the soil is by adding compost. They also have the top shelf potting soil. It has the compost in it, but it's also got some things to help it drain, help us hold water, make it good for plants to be in a pot. You also have the top shelf peat moss, using it as a way to acidify or a way to hold water, maybe in an inside container, something like that. You have the top shelf cactus soil. So this is a soil that's designed for bumping up indoor plants. If you have a big planting or big pot that you've got outside for succulents or cactus or even palms. So a cool thing about these soils is they're available at your neighborhood HEB. They are in the small grab-and-go 8-quart bags. So if you don't like if you don't have a big project or you don't want to carry a huge bag, that size is really nice. They do have the regular kind of traditional 1-cubic-foot bag for larger areas. So top-shelf organics, organic products at non-organic prices. Check out their website for the complete line of products at topshelforganic.com.
Good morning. You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Beverly Welch from the R Brigade, here with Danny Milliken on Sports Radio 610. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Please give us a call, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610.
Thank you, Beverly. We would love to hear you your questions. Love to hear what's in your mind. And I'm picking Beverly's mind right now on some of these awesome, extremely beautiful plants right now that are truly lovely. And she mentioned this Puxer Buddleia. She mentioned Profusion Zinnias and another type of zinnia.
Yeah, the Dreamland mix is going to give you a little more height, kind of a mid-size.
Okay, awesome. And Pintas, which I love because they're so tough. And the old-fashioned ones are still, to me, like almost perennial, basically. And I love getting those in.
Yeah, the uprights, they often get overlooked with the new graffitis and Lucky Star that has come out. But you've got to have those uprights in the garden.
Absolutely. And it's such a great, steady presence, tons of flowers. And now, salvias. I feel like that I could do I could talk about salvias with people, and they're like, hey, what's a flower you recommend? But salvia. But then it'd be
salvia.
Cheating because there's so many, right? There's so many different options.
Are.
What are some of your favorites?
Oh, my goodness, I was afraid you were going to ask me that. It's usually, you know, when people ask me what's your favorite plant or flower, whichever one I'm looking at.
Right, yeah.
I love them all. But Amistad salvia is an extraordinary performer. You've just got to have plenty of room for it.
I started writing that before you said it on my notepad here. Yeah, because I wanted to make sure that we got it in, because it is such an extraordinary performer.
Oh, it is amazing. Just incredible. So depending on your space, you know, is how you're going to choose these guys. The little sinuluences, the little mounding salvia is great. Gray eyes can almost substitute for boxwood. It can be evergreen in a mild winter. They're so tough. And one thing to remember about the salvias is they're deer resistant.
Wow, that I did not know. So everybody who's out there kind of west of Katy, north of the Woodlands, northwest Bridgeland, you got deer problems. And I'm sure you get a lot of people, what can I do to not have deer problems?
Right.
That is awesome.
And, you know, sometimes they just eat everything, especially the babies. They don't know what they're not supposed to eat.
Sure.
And they don't read the list. So.
No, they don't. They're babies. They can't be expected to read things.
Right.
So I feel like that it would be totally possible just to do a whole landscape with salvias.
You know, I think you could. The Lucantha, as the Mexican bush sage, great show in the spring and the fall. Same with the sinuluences. So you could, you know, you could plan your garden where you've got something in bloom year round.
Oh, man. That's a great idea. I love that notion. You know, just there's always something coming up, always something blooming, some just something out there that's truly beautiful that you can just see and be like, oh, yeah.
So. Right. And you know, the Miniata, for the people with the part shade, bright light, it's such a standout in that vibrant red, is wonderful in a shade space.
I guess that's another thing about salvia. There's so many different color options. Well, I love I'm going to ask you some specific questions about bloom season when we get back and see if we can kind of build up this idea of year-round blooms in our landscape. It's a great idea. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and I'm talking with Beverly Welch.
When it rains here, it pours. Protect your home with Custom Gutter's seamless aluminum gutter systems, precisely machined to drain water away from your foundation and landscaping. Choose from over 100 colors to match your home. Add leaf protection custom designed for your trees. At Custom Gutters, all installations are covered by a lifetime labor warranty and 50-year manufacturer's warranty. New gutters, gutter cleaning, repairs, trust Custom Gutters. That's custom with a K. CustomGutters.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Wabash Feed and Garden, a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Top shelf organic products in the grab-and-go bags from New Earth.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. We are kind of servicing the Houston area, trying to give great gardening advice out there. I'm Danny Milliken here with Beverly Welch from the Arbor Gate.
Good morning.
Good morning. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. Any gardening questions you have, gardening successes, what's going on in the veggie garden, the flower bed. Beverly is dishing out great info on some beautiful flowers right now, things that are just really looking really, really great. 713-572-4610 is how you get a hold of us. And she just mentioned a few like really, really, really pretty flowers that are just cranking it. But she mentioned salvias, and then she really intrigued me, and I'm sure all y'all, by suggesting this notion of year-round blooms, that really almost all of the time you can have something that's looking really great, looking really lovely as it flowers. So, you know, I was like, whoa, I like that idea. I want to hear more.
You and Martha Stewart, right?
Yeah, well, we – well, yeah, we don't have that much in common. I haven't done any jail time, so.
No, it's so possible to have year-round flowers in the garden, especially, you know, we're so blessed here on the Gulf Coast to be able to garden year-round. And, you know, this week I thought maybe we had been transferred or transported overnight. We had these cool fall mornings
that were
just amazing.
It really was wild.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, in the fall, a lot of times in August, I like to recommend people kind of get ready for fall. It's a good time to give the pentas and the salvias and the kufias that have been working so hard all summer through the heat, give them a little haircut, give them a good food like our Arborgate Organic Blend, anything time-released, and they will regenerate and put on a spectacular fall show.
I love that. I mean, that's, you know, one of the things about perennials and about kind of native-leaning plants is that they are resilient and they always looking for pollination.
Exactly. And, you know, the beauty berries come alive in the fall with those gorgeous magenta berries. The Camellia sesanquas start blooming in the fall and early winter.
Man.
So you've got incredible bloom there. So there are even a lot of shrubs that you can plant in your landscape to where you have a berry or a bloom or colorful foliage.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the gifts that camellias give us, is they have that lovely green foliage, but they give us those blooms kind of even in wintertime.
And we always do want to kind of look a season ahead, because we don't want to neglect in the fall to get those larkspur and delphinium and poppies and sweet peas in the ground for spring.
No, that's so true. That's such a like a great, almost like a calendar of things to do to get some of those truly beautiful. And I mean, larkspur is so pretty. So.
Oh, it's stunning. And every spring when people come into the nursery and they see them all in bloom, the foxglove, they want to plant them right then. But you always got to think a season ahead.
Absolutely. Well, that's one of the things that I think that I and other people just love going into the Arborgate, because y'all have so many flowers blooming all the time and it's always a beautiful place to visit. So,
well, thank you. Right now, the Goldstrom and Rebecca are stunning.
Oh, awesome. Man. See, got to get over there. Rebecca, a lot of caterpillars eat that, so that's good good forage food for getting native wildlife around.
Exactly.
Good stuff. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros. We'd love to hear you guys, hear what your questions are. 713-572-4610. Carol, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Beverly?
Hi. We are getting quarter-size holes all throughout our flower bed, and it has the dirt kicked up on the top. It doesn't. You know, it's not like crawdads or anything, but it is real deep, and they're starting to be multiple, like 10 plus. And I don't know what they are and don't really want to look down in them, but just wondered if y'all had any idea.
Well, armadillos are pretty active right now, and they make small holes like that.
So quarter-size holes they do? What was it again?
Is it a deep hole?
Yeah, they're pretty deep.
Well, we've had a big problem with armadillos lately.
How do they dig such a small hole? It seems like it would be some varmint, like a snake. I don't know. It just kind of scares me because it looks like more like a snake hole, but it's got the dirt kicked out of it on one side, like on one side of each of the hole. All the sand is from the bed is kicked up on top.
Like it's been flung out.
Yeah.
An armadillo does that because it's reaching its tiny paws in there, sticking its little nose in there to find a grub.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not snakes. I was getting scared it might be a snake.
Well, we know it's not a snake because of the the flung soil.
Okay.
So, okay. And then also you probably wouldn't have like quite a few little snake holes.
No, we've got quite a few. It's like they just all of a sudden popped up. We've got like 10 of them.
If you look closely, do you see any like other sort of signs of sort of digging in or moving mulch around? Things like that?
No, it seems really clear except for the side where all the dirt is kind of piled up on the dig out. So yeah, it seems like a clean hole. So
sure.
So I was,
Beverly, do you feel like you've got any solutions or kind of ideas to approach this problem?
No, I have no idea.
It's evidently going or it's active at night because you're not seeing anything, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have never had it before. This is the first time it's popped up, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can put a game cam out there and see if you can catch it on film, see what's moving around.
Okay, great.
Yeah, those are fun, too, because you can get those just on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Carol.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, if it is an animal that's coming in at night, it's tough to know what the strategy is just because you're going to do something if it's, you know, a mouse or a bunch of insects that dig or if it's an armadillo, right? There's a lot of different approaches you do. And sometimes those motion-triggered cameras, they also have motion-triggered sprinklers. So if it's a cat or a mouse or an armadillo, the sprinkler coming on can make it not want to be there as much.
Right. That's effective with deer, too.
Oh, wow, is it? That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, Carol, thanks so much for the call. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Woody, we see you. We'll get you right after this little break. 713-572-4610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Anita from Nelson Nursery, Katie's Organic Garden Center. It's hot out, isn't it? Why don't you come out and join us and see all of our water features and our water gardens? Our Ding Dang Sale is still going on. And you might ask, what is that Ding Dang Sale? Well, it used to be we'd say, if something got dinged, we'd say dang and put it on sale, but it's more than that now. It's overstocked items. It's lots and lots of pottery, plenty of plants that are on clearance, and we've got broken pallets of landscape materials like stone that's all at rock-bottom prices. So come on out this weekend and see what we've got. Get ready to start a project in your backyard. The Ding Dang Sale goes through the end of the month, but get here soon to get a better selection of what we've got to offer. Nelson Water Gardens is located on the west side of Houston. Just get on I-10 and head west towards San Antonio. When you get to Katy, you want to take exit 742, which is Katy-Fort Bend Road. Make a right, head up north about a half a mile, and you'll see us on the right. Come on out and see us. We're Nelson Nursery, your organic garden center in Katy. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you, Anita. I'm Beverly Welch from the Arbor Gate, here with Danny Milliken. We'd love to hear from you this morning. The number is 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610.
Woody, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, how are y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. Thanks for the call.
Great.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, so I heard y'all talking about the salvias, and I've got a little issue with one of my flower beds that kind of gets direct sun, I guess, all the time. And I can't seem to get anything to grow in that one flower bed. Would y'all have any suggestions or any other questions for me to kind of explain it better?
Well, salvia is a great choice in a full sun garden. Salvia, Kufia, Penta, Bidens, there are a lot to choose from. I might recommend, have you amended your soil?
I've tried that, but I guess the other side is that seems to be, that flower bed seems to be the only flower bed that gets really bad rain and drainage. So I have a feeling that I'm going into some other issues trying to move the water away. But anytime I put good soil in, it just kind of washes away. So
right. Well, drainage is absolutely key in any landscape. So that would be my first venture, would be to solve that issue right away. Either build a, can you build a dry creek bed through the area?
You know what? That's actually a really good idea. I think I probably could.
Yeah, that would be gorgeous. And then you could just landscape around it, give it a natural look with grasses and salvias, and it would be stunning.
Gotcha. Well, hey, guys, thanks for the help.
Thank you, Woody. Well, it's, a really fun idea to do, like, one of the little dry creek beds if the space is both brutal in the sun and having drainage problems. What do you think about potentially going up, like doing a raised bed?
You can't go too high in Houston. Mm-hmm. The only reservation would be if it was up against the house.
Right. Then you would want a back border, right?
Right, right. Put you about an 18-inch area of bull rock and then build up from that.
Mm. Yeah. Well, see, that's another solution there for you, Woody, if you're thinking about what to do in that area, making it a raised bed. Anything cool happening at Arborgate this weekend?
Just a lot of cool plants.
Yes, I love that. Plants are cool.
They are. There's a new pineapple guava. Have you seen that one?
No, but I love eating those.
Well, it's called Bambina, and it's a dwarf.
Oh,
man. A true dwarf. It's got the same flower, a little more red on the petals than the standard pineapple guava.
Yeah.
But the same delicious edible fruit.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds awesome. And I love the silvery leaf and the dense foliage. That's a great, great plant. And to know it's not going to turn into a tree is a really nice factor, too.
It is. It's an outstanding performer.
That is awesome. Well, thanks, Beverly, for being on so much. In the next hour, we've got Danny Linderman in. Beverly, great job, as always.
Well, thank you, Danny. It was my pleasure.
No, it was mine. My pleasure. Well, Beverly was on. We love her. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.